This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we have a special guest co-host today. The one, the only, the inimitable curmudgeon of the UFO field. He doesn't like me saying that. Don Ecker.
What do you mean? I love that.
You love it. Oh, okay. So
I'm the lovable curmudgeon. Absolutely. What are you talking about? Ask my wife. Gene, ask my wife.
I will indeed.
I didn't mean to put you off your feed there, pal.
No way. Listen, I'm glad you like it because I'll continue doing it. So there. Okay? I will continue to call you the curmudgeon of the UFO field. A couple of things I want to go to before we get to our guest, who is the Reverend Dr. Barry Downing. First time on the Paracast. So this is going to be a real interesting show. But before we do that, a couple of things to bring up. First of all, as some of you listeners know, I am currently living in a motel because the property management at the apartment at which we were living decided we would be happier if we didn't live there. And we're looking for a new place. And that's how it goes. Unfortunately, in the UFO field, there are lots and lots of trolls out there. And some of those trolls have decided that people who have money problems ought to be the subject of their personal attacks. So if you read this stuff, don't. I won't name the people who are involved. Some I thought would be respectable, but some are not. And that's how it goes. In the meantime, obviously, we're able to do a show because the motel, the computer, the mixer, the mic, and the internet connection, and we're in business. And now another thing. And this is something that Don and I and Chris O'Brien have talked about over the years. A certain former exposed figure in the UFO field has, like Count Dracula, opted to return. Now, tell our listeners again how you and Lance Moody helped to expose Philip Imbrogno.
Oh, my. We're going back to 2011. Now, many people listening to my voice will be aware, and maybe many others won't, that I have been hosting my own radio program, Dark Matters Radio. Now, actually, Gene, I'm in about my 28th year of being a broadcaster. Not all on the same network, of course. But Dark Matters Radio began its life in 2004 on a satellite network. In 2010, I was brought on the CyberStation USA network until about a year and a half ago. And now I am on KGRA. And in that time, of course, as you can imagine, I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people. Now, back in 2011, I had occasion to host a well-known and at the time respected UFO researcher and author by the name of Philip J. Imbrogno. Now, I had in that year, and I believe the year previously, interviewed him twice. And on both shows, he had told some, well, quite frankly, extraordinary tales. But he was also billing himself as having received a doctorate degree from MIT. And on my shows, he made a point of mentioning on a number of occasions that during the war in Vietnam, he was a member of the United States Army's elite special forces, a Green Beret. And not only a Green Beret, but that he had been part of SOG, Studies and Observation Group, which was at the time during Vietnam an extraordinarily black project where special forces personnel were sent into places like Laos and Cambodia. Now, I am a Vietnam vet. At the time when he made those claims, I got to say that I was somewhat curious about following up on that, but I was doing a five-night-a-week show then, and basically I was a one-man band, so I really didn't have the time to follow up on a lot of things. Now, Lance Moody is a long-time, or was a long-time user on the Paracast, and not only a user, he was becoming a noted skeptic. Now, there's nothing in the world wrong with skepticism. I am a skeptic, as I think you will attest to. But Lance had occasionally launched ad hominem attacks on a number of users, and that created some friction on the forum. Now, that's not to say that in some cases he might not have been correct, but He was sometimes, I think, intentionally, other times not intentionally, abrasive. But he and I clashed on several occasions.
Okay, I want to ask one question before you go on.
Sure.
Okay. Reverend Downing, do you know who Lance Moody is?
No, I don't know Lance Moody. Philip in Roe Grove, he was basically Long Island, Hudson Valley area, right?
Hudson Valley, upstate New York, yes.
Yes, yeah, right. That's correct.
So he's only about a couple hundred miles away from me. But the other guy, I don't know.
Don?
Okay. At any rate, it was sometime earlier that year, perhaps March, April, or even May. It's been about 7-8 years ago. He contacted me privately and said that he had done some research on the purported claims of Imbrogno's PhD. He had contacted MIT, and they had literally absolutely no record of his attending, much less receiving a PhD. Now, on his author's website back then, it had that listed very prominently. He was a school teacher, and he claimed, of course, not only his Bachelor of Science, but then his Master's and now a PhD, and there was absolutely no record of it. Now, in the UFO field, forever, we have had those individuals that have made extraordinary claims concerning their backgrounds, their education, and what have you. Suddenly, it looked like a fellow that went all the way back to the very early 1980s, had, along with Dr. J. Allen Hynek and Robert Pratt, wrote one of the then seminal books on the UFO topic, which was The Hudson Valley UFO. That was being basically exposed as a fraud. Now, when Lance came to me, and having known Lance, I was, to coin a phrase and no pun intended, skeptical. And I cautioned him. I said, look, you had better be certain of what you're going to publicly state, or you could be open to a lawsuit. Now, he informed me then that he had also approached you and Mr. Chris O'Brien about this. I said, fine. So I sat back and I thought about that for a while. If this guy turned out to have lied about his academic background, what else may he have lied about? Now, when I was a detective, when I was a police officer, I had a rule of thumb. If we used, for example, a confidential informant, that CI had better be a 100% on the money every time.
Let's do our break with Don Ecker. We also have the Reverend Dr. Barry Downing, and we'll hear more from him in just a few minutes. We just want to kind of bring you up to date on the Phil Imbrogno situation for reasons you'll see in a moment. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Don Ecker. We have also our special guest, Reverend Dr. Barry Downing. And he has a long history about books concerning what are called ancient astronauts. Our guest co-host is Don Ecker. Don, let's just wrap up the Phil Imbrogno case and bring it up to date, because it's like Count Dracula. It never ends.
Well, this is another phenomena based in this area of pursuit. The ever-rising frauds, okay, knocked down once but never out. So I thought about this academic discovery of Lance Moody about Philip Imbrogno. So I decided to go to my military contacts and do some background to discover if, in fact, Imbrogno had served in the Special Forces as he prominently claimed. And after about a week or two, my contact got back to me, and they had discovered zero evidence of him ever having been in Special Forces. Now, I suspected that because in the meantime, I had done a search on Imbrogno's birthday, and Imbrogno was too young to have served in the Special Forces anyway during the Vietnam War. So I ended up writing up a rather extensive op-ed expose piece on Imbrogno, which I posted on the Paracast, and it's made the rounds now. And one would think that that would have ended it. At that time, his writing partner, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, whom had collaborated with him on a number of books, broke away from him. Imbrogno canceled his telephone number, got a new phone, wouldn't tell anybody about it, changed his email address. He was humiliated. Well, one thing about the UFO field, when somebody is exposed, just hang around a while, they'll be back. And now, as it turns out, it appears that Imbrogno's publisher, Llewellyn, is coming out with a new book of his the end of this year, 2018. So having heard that, I myself, for my radio program, got in touch with Lance Moody, and this coming weekend on KGRA, we're going to be doing a complete show on this story.
And you know what's interesting to me here? What's interesting to me here, Don, is that Llewellyn should be a respectable or relatively respectable publisher. How do they allow this guy to write books? They would kill the book. If it's exposed to be plagiarized, they would kill the book. Why is Llewellyn allowing this?
Like so many other facets in current, present-day America, there are vanishing standards.
All right.
Once upon a time, when I would finish dinner, go in to watch the nightly news, I could turn on ABC, CBS, or NBC, and pretty much be assured that they were telling me the straight story. Not these days. Journalism as a profession, in my opinion, is basically dead. The same thing with publishing. I think they're more concerned with what may end up being in the received column after they publish the book than whether their authors are upright, upstanding individuals. And if, in fact, Llewellyn comes out with a book, that tells me all I need to know about them. And they are aware of the scandal back from 2011. If from no other source, from Rosemary Ellen Guiley, when she broke off and threatened to sue them, if they came out with a book she had then co-written with Imbrogno, she wanted nothing to do with it anymore. I think that's your answer.
Back to news. What happened here is news used to be a public service, and then they realized that news could be a source of profit. That goes back to ABC and Rune Arledge, who headed the sports division. Reverend Downey might remember this. And they gave him the news division, and that's where it became entertainment. Let's talk to Reverend Downing. Tell us also first about your background and how you got involved in these crazy fields.
Okay, but let's not go away from ethics and UFOs all night, okay? Let's come back to it sometime. Or ethics in America now in general, and where UFOs might play a role in it. I think that's a very big issue. My background. Did a bachelor's degree in physics at Hartwick College, graduated in 1960, then went to Princeton Seminary, did a seminary degree there, and graduated in 63. So I'm at 55 years out of Princeton right now. Went then to the University of Edinburgh and did a PhD in the relation between science and religion. I do have a real PhD. Furthermore, there are skeptics out there. If somebody wants to mail me $50, I will mail them a photocopy of my dissertation. And here's the title: Eschatological Implications of the Understanding of Time and Space and the Thought of Isaac Newton. It's not easy reading or fun reading, but there it is. What they get PhDs for isn't necessarily fun reading. In any case, that is how I got my education. While I was in seminary, one of the professors in a class on doctrine said, "Nobody today believes in the ascension, do they? And if Jesus did not ascend into heaven, then where is his body? We may only suppose his bones lie buried somewhere in the Middle East." Now, this blew my innocent little mind. I thought that all seminary professors at least believed in the Apostles' Creed, and there was one who did not. Furthermore, what he didn't believe in was the part that says, "Hey, folks, you think when you die you're going to go off to another world? Not true. When you die, you're dead. That's it. Too bad." So here I was, right on the edge of going into ministry. What was I going to say at a funeral, you know? He went on to say the reason we don't believe in the ascension anymore is because biblical people believed in a three-decker universe: heaven above, earth in the middle, and hell below. And we don't believe that now, and I didn't believe that either. Therefore, the story of the ascension must not be true because they had a false understanding of the cosmology. My point is, I could be in an airport and see a plane take off, and I might suppose it's taking off for Philadelphia when, in fact, it's heading for Florida. I might be mistaken about the destination, but I wouldn't be mistaken about seeing the plane take off. If some people saw Jesus go up into the sky after he'd finished his ministry on earth and after he'd been raised from the dead, this might be true, even though the idea of a three-decker universe might not be true. As I looked at that, I thought, I wonder if there's some other way we can go at this. So I went to the University of Edinburgh and studied eschatology and space. Eschatology has to do with the end things, has to do with where we go after we die, things like that. And is there a place in the universe for heaven or for another world where the angels might be or whatever? During my third year of PhD studies, around October of 1965, I got the idea. I had started reading Donald Kehoe books in high school, and so I already had the idea about flying saucers and UFOs and stuff like that.
More to come with Gene and Don. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So continue the story about your early readings.
Before he does, Gene, I have a question that I need to ask. Reverend, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I heard something extraordinary on the radio. I heard that the Pope, the Vicar of Christ of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, in a conversation with a friend of his, described by the press, his friend is a total atheist. The Pope denied the idea of a hell. Now, I grew up in a very, I am not Roman Catholic, but I grew up in an area where it was heavy, heavy Roman Catholic. And as a matter of fact, one of my mother's very best friends was a Roman Catholic. She had two sons, and we spent a lot of time together. And I can remember those guys being over at my house, their mother admonishing my mother to, don't you dare feed them any meat on Friday. You'll remember those types of things, I'm sure. And when I heard how far the standards, apparently, of the Roman Catholic Church have descended, it shocked me. What was your take on that?
All right, I hadn't heard that particular comment. Lee Reed Ross Douthat, D-O-U-T-H-A-T, he writes regularly for the New York Times. He's considered a conservative by New York Times standards, but he's written a book, Pope Francis. And he is not totally pleased with Francis' left-wing tilt on some matters, so you're not the only one that's wondering. In fact, there are some Catholics who are talking about basically trying the Pope for heresy. Whether or not this particular comment would qualify as a comment to try him on, I don't know. I think we've got a huge problem in the culture of the West as a whole now. The kind of authoritarian religion isn't flying well, at least with intellectuals. Although, you know, the basically fundamentalist Christianity, very conservative, Judaism and very conservative Islam, and especially radical Islam, are very authoritarian. So part of the split we have in our culture now is between the left, which doesn't care too much for religion one way or the other, although they aren't allowed to be against it because they tolerate everything. But then the right is not tolerant of much of anything. And it's no wonder that the left and the right are at each other, both in American politics and also, I would say, European politics, too. Everybody's a little shocked that the right seems to be gaining ground in Italy and France, and everybody is kind of upset by that, upset by Britain leaving the euro market and all that kind of stuff. What I would call liberal political culture now doesn't fit well with what you described as the conservative standards of the Catholic Church back in, the 50s or 60s. And that's the split we've got. My view is that if the United States government had not led the cover-up of the UFO situation, that the hardness of the Christian right and the atheism of the political left would have to readjust their thinking, both sides. And I think we have no way of measuring how much damage has been done to the culture because the government has kept UFO secrets. If you let out that there's some type of intelligent reality watching over us, all kinds of new values are going to shape up, and the hardness of the right and the I don't believe anything of the left are both going to be challenged. And
For many, many years, I pondered the concept of whether humanity, the Homo sapiens sapien, our species, was in fact interfered with by intelligence from elsewhere. Now, the human race in its present form is believed to have been present on the earth for several hundred thousand years when we evolved into our present form and our present mind and brain capacity. So as far as established history goes, we can trace back our roots to ancient Sumer about 6,000 years ago. Now, it's obvious that the human race had a heck of a lot more going on than that. I mean, now with discoveries, archaeological discoveries in Turkey, Çatalhöyük, I believe it is, and other discoveries, whoa, my heaven, even the city of Jericho is recognized to be in excess of 9,000 years. That is a heck of a lot of history that we basically know nothing about. I think myself that it would be perfectly understandable that at some point planet Earth was visited and the visitors tinkered with early proto-humans. If we were to discover that, and I don't believe for a second that if we did, it would ever be discussed about openly, if we were to discover that, what would that do, in your opinion, to established religion as it is today, and what would it do to governments across the planet?
All right, let me start with religion, and then we'll get to the governments later, okay? It certainly would be jarring to most Christian religions. I'm not sure the impact on the Jewish religion. In some ways, the Jewish religion is more open to kind of making it without firm beliefs about what our destiny is beyond Earth. They don't have a firm doctrine of life after death, which you get in both Christianity and Islam. And I think that a good number of Jewish readers of the Torah see the Genesis story as a story or a parable, an explanation that doesn't have to be taken literally. Some conservative Jews Orthodox Jews may take the Genesis story literally. I don't know. The thing that I think happens, though, is if you have UFOs there and the stories get out that the aliens have been abducting humans and taking sperm samples and so on, and maybe if you follow Moulton Howe, and her studies of animal mutilations, you've got to suppose these guys are pretty smart technologically, pretty smart biologically. Maybe they could create humans or human hybrids, as some have argued. Okay, what happens to religion then? First of all, I think we then understand ourselves to have been made by somebody for a purpose. And all that's been lost by the Richard Dawkins types who say that evolution made everything, there's no God, and don't tell me about any God. And so the atheism of what I call the scientific left would suddenly have to say, maybe evolution didn't happen by itself. This gets you closer to what some conservative Christians, but not what I would call fundamentalist Christians, have called design, intelligent design. And I refer to this a little bit in my new book. But in any case, if you've got aliens flying around in the skies, it's possible to suppose that they're on some kind of a divine mission. How they got this mission, we don't know. But part of that mission may be to either guide or help develop the biology of the Earth. I'm fine with that. I don't take the Genesis story literally. There are parables in the New Testament that Jesus tells about the kingdom of heaven is like a man who went out and sowed seed in a field, and during the night an enemy came and sowed weeds. It sounds like there are what I would call other forms of life that may impact life on Earth. And so we get a mixture of good and evil here, and our job is just to tough it out, because the workers with the guy in the parable of the creation story, or the farmer planting seeds, he tells them not to dig up the weeds because they'll tear up the wheat too, so that good and bad have to be endured together, and then at harvest, the weeds and the wheat will be separated.
We got more to come with Reverend Downing and Don Ecker, the one, the only, the inimitable. And I'm Gene Steinberg. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have a special version of the show that's only available if you join Paracast Plus, where you get a version of the show free of the network ads, so it satisfies all the people on YouTube who complain and complain. I mean, you know, commercials are commercials. We offer that, plus the After the Paracast podcast. To find out more, just go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Prices start at just $1.49 a week. We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Barry Downing. Don Ecker.
Yes, Reverend Downing. Now, when I was in college, my major was history. I have loved history my entire life. We know today that Genesis came strictly from Sumerian tales from 6,000 and longer years ago. And we also know that during the course of the rising of Christianity, the early church fathers took what they wanted and discarded what they didn't want, okay, into the dustbin of history. Ergo, we have the forbidden books, the so-called forbidden books of the Bible. Now, in ancient Sumer, it was the Sumerians that told the world through their writings that these visitors, those who from heaven to earth came, known as the Anunnaki, handed over to them all the seeds of civilization. This is from Sumerian writings. They credited these so-called gods as the creators of humanity and humanity's arts. We're talking about government. We're talking about animal husbandry. We're talking about mathematics, astronomy, medicine, and so many other things that today we don't even give a thought to it. Now, one of the things that got me so fascinated by this, I was personal friends with Zachariah Sitchin, the author of the so-called Earth Chronicle series, who came out in 1976 with his first book, The 12th Planet, where he laid so much of this out, and then he followed it up with many other books like The Stairway to Heaven, a book like The Wars of Gods and Men. And in there, he talked about these quote-unquote gods that came down from heaven and basically formed various factions of humans and often led them in warfare with each other. I'm sure you're familiar with this. If you are, I'm very curious about your take on much of this, and it would seem that we're not talking about so much of good and evil as we are talking about a superior race of beings toying with humanity for whatever purposes they themselves had.
Well, I think if you have any idea of God at all, you worry about the toying idea. If as I are in my book, the God of the Old Testament parted the Red Sea and helped the Israelites escape and then drowned the Egyptians, there appears to be a toying going on. Furthermore, there's a passage in the book of Exodus chapter 10 where God is explaining his purpose. And what he says is, I'm going to make sport of the Egyptians. Okay. So there's kind of a toying image going on, and it admits it, the toying image in the book of Exodus. If you get to the New Testament and the resurrection story of Jesus, the last chapter of Luke deals with Jesus after he's been raised from the dead, and he meets a couple of disciples on the road to Emmaus. And this is a fairly long road. I think I've read it's about 7 miles. So they walked along, Jesus and the disciples. The two disciples did not recognize him. He quizzed them about, hey, what's new? What's going on in town? They said, have you heard? Jesus was crucified, and there's crazy, he was raised from the dead. And Jesus then quotes scripture to him and that kind of thing. They get to the end of the journey. The people invite him to join for dinner. He does. During dinner, he breaks bread in front of them. Suddenly, they realize it's Jesus, and he disappears, evaporates. Okay. This is my idea of toying. And obviously, it made the New Testament the story. But if you've got a divine reality or a superior reality, how do you relate to an inferior reality and give them some integrity and yet give them some guidance at the same time? It seems to me that's partly what we've had going on with our modern UFO thing. That is, we've got a superior reality. All the reports of their technology in relation to ours say they're better than what we got. We try to counteract this with movies like Independence Day, in which we're the underdogs. And, of course, our technology isn't as good as theirs, but our guys are smarter, and they're able to gun them down and all that. That's all good. And it's free the American ego to think of ourselves as the underdog, when, in fact, most of the time during the past 50 years, we've been the invader, not the underdog. But in any case, that's part of what you call the mythology of the way our modern culture is dealing with the idea that we've got some kind of superior reality looking over us. Are they interfering? We don't want them to interfere because we want to be in charge. But at the same time, if we're in a mess and we need to be rescued, as the Jews need to be rescued from the Egyptians, well, then, okay, we'd be willing to be rescued. But it's kind of like children in regard to their parents. They want the parents to protect them when they need protection, and they want the parents to leave them alone, let them do whatever they want when they don't need protection. That's kind of our ambivalence as a culture about God, and I think about UFOs.
That's fascinating, but it doesn't answer my basic question. I'm presuming you are familiar with the writings and research of Sitchin.
Now, let me say why I have not paid much attention. The problem is that almost everything he does is based on his interpretation of the Sumerian text, and hardly anybody has an authority to challenge whether or not his interpretations are correct. So he may be doing good work. I'm not sure how reliable his interpretations are.
Well, he's deceased now. He died several years back. But he had some absolutely astounding conclusions in many areas. Now, I realize that you can get into one of a discussion over whether his readings of the Sumerian script were in fact correct. Now, the man was an ancient language linguist. I have yet to see anyone definitively be able to disprove everything that the man wrote about. But when you look at what in fact has been verified in the years since, there's a heck of a lot. And according to the tales coming from Sumer, back 6,000 and more years ago, their truth was that they had been created by and handed the arts of civilization from these superior beings. But you basically discounted that?
Oh, I wouldn't necessarily discount that. Here's what we got from the Christian side. If you read my second book, which is Biblical UFO Revelations, the chapters dealing with conservative Christianity and my points of view take place in chapters 9 and 10. One of my chief critics is a guy by the name of Gary Bates. He's a creationist, meaning, as he says in his book, he thinks the earth is 6,000 years old, okay? And that's how much respect he has for modern science. This is part of the problem you've got. You've got fundamentalist Christians trying to read the Bible. The Genesis story is literally true, and I don't do that. At the same time, I'm willing to listen to stories of previous civilizations. I think that Linda Moulton Howe has done some stuff on in the area of Turkey. She found some statues and things like this that seem to go back 10,000 years. So I have no idea how far back different civilizations may be. And also, I'm Darwinian enough to believe that some civilizations grow up and then they die. And so in terms of how we got to where we are now and how much longer the American civilization, as we know, is going to survive is, I think, very much up in the air.
You know what's up in the air? These announcements coming up. And after we have these announcements, we'll hear from the good Reverend and from Don Ecker. And I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.